Blog Talk Radio.
The Healing Light Show. Today is July 11th, 2013. I'd like to again welcome everybody to the Healing Light Show. And today is it's kind of a rainy day. Hopefully it'll clear up later on. But every day is a great day in Jesus and God. And just knowing, you know, that the divine is within you and knowing that the Holy Spirit has filled you. You know, he makes the day, every day good. He lets you feel the grace when you're in bad times. He brightens up your day when the hardest times is coming forward to you, or you're going through the hard times. He reveals his love to you. And that's one thing with me. I've went through some bad, hard times, and the Holy Spirit would actually come within me and bring me joy during these times. And I feel so much pain, and then I just feel something just release in me, and I just have this big smile come over my face because I know who was God. I know who was Lord at that time. Well, I always knew who was Lord, but you know, that time in your life where everything's just, I mean, just like your mind just goes blank. And sometimes it takes that Holy Spirit to come within you and to open you up to remind you of all these good things and what God's love really is. It just takes that every once in a while. That's why it's so important. I press on this show so many times is to keep in prayer with the Lord. Keep your meditation time going. Do all this stuff to keep in peace, to keep connected to the divine. I really pray. press this on my show. I'm going to go right into our daily word. Our daily word is, "You'll Never Be Surprised" by Donna Misbeach, I guess. She has a strange last name, Donna Misbeach. It goes like this: "Listen closely, for I have something to tell you, something to whisper in your ear. Fill your dreams with impossible thoughts, and every chance you get, imagine the impossible. If you do, you'll never be surprised, because unlikely will become reality, and all you'll want to do is smile." I repeat this again. This is a pretty good one here. "Listen closely, for I have something to tell you, something to whisper in your ear. Fill your dreams with impossible thoughts, and every chance you get, imagine the impossible. If you do, you'll never be surprised, because the unlikely will become your reality, and all you'll want to do is smile." So what she's saying there is, she's saying, make all your impossible things that you think is impossible, put it in your mind and say it's possible. It's possible in God. All things is possible to God. He created all things. So he can bring it to you in a, you know, snap of the finger. So always look for the impossible. And every time you look for the impossible, you will manifest the impossible in Lord Jesus. And it will reappear in your life. So just don't give up on your dreams. Just don't say, well, you know, I think I can't do that, or my family or my friends, it's impossible for you to do that. Because remember, in God, nothing is impossible. So keep those dreams. If you fall, stand up, get back on the track again. And that's the way it is with a lot of people's spiritual lives. You get into your mode with your kids, and in the mode with your sibling or whatever it may be, and you really forget about your prayer life. You really forget about your communication with God. You really forget about that. And before you know it, instead of praying at night, you're watching TV, and instead of reading your Bible or whatever your spiritual text is, forget about that, and you just watch TV, or you just get more into video games, whatever it may be. It may be a night with the girls or a night with the guys, and you just forget about everything, and before you know it, your spiritual life starts going further and further down, and you're further and further into the world. And that's one thing we got to do. We got to remember to pick ourselves up, keeping our spiritual practice. If it's meditation, prayer, whatever it may be, keeping that practice, because it keeps you closer to God. And the closer to God you are, the less likely all the negative things that happens in your life will bounce off of you. But when you lose that connection to the higher vibration, to God, all these negative things could actually take a hold of you and drag you further down. So that's the trick. The more that you can be pulled away from your practices and away from God, the more the ego and all that can have control over you and have its way with you. So if you don't want the ego or the darkness to have a hold of you, stick to your practices, to your meditation, to your prayer, to your daily devotional, to your Bible reading, whatever it may be, stick to it, because that's what is going to be your rock, the rock that you're standing on to keep you sturdy in your faith. And a lot of people says, well, you know, I go to church once a week and that's good enough. No, that ain't good enough. You got to walk in the Lord. You got to walk with God every day of your life, not just once a week or an hour each week, because you've got to put that in your life every day. You got to pray every day. You got to talk to God like he's your friend. Because once you make that friendship with God, that's when everything starts changing. But anyway, the topic for today is, your body is God's temple. Your body is God's temple. And a lot of us knows that the divine spark that holds us together is a part of God's body. And that's meaning that our body is holding that piece of God, correct? And God's temple is our church. The temple is the body, the body that withholds the piece of God. So when we don't take care of our body, it's just like us going to church and throwing dirt on the windows and walking in there with dirty shoes and not respecting God's house, because this is God's temple. A lot of people like putting tattoos on God's temple. If you think about a church, what does it do? It has stained glass. It decorates God's temple. So, as long as it's not hurting your body and destroying it, that's fine. I mean, if that's the way you want to represent this is God's body, that's fine. I ain't telling all the kids to go get tattoos or anything, but if that's the way you represent, go for it. But this is God's temple, and when you take care of your body, you're representing God, and you're telling God, I really love you, I'm taking care of this body, which a lot of us has got into a lifestyle, which way everybody is nowadays, and, the fast food joints. It's easier to get a burger at a fast food joint than going to a sit-down meal place where you can actually have a good meal. A lot of us has got our minds trained like that, and sometimes it's been kind of rough for you to try to get out of that circumstance. So, what we got to do, we got to make more of an effort to take care of our bodies. I've been one myself. I've had a hard time trying to eat right myself. I've worked all my life, and I've did lawn care. I've been on the road. When I did lawn care, I was on the road all the time. And I never really had a time to sit down and eat. I'd always have to pick up something at a fast food joint. That kind of got me used to eating that fast food and eating fast stuff. And what that did, it actually brought my immune system, my body down. And that was my own fault. And I know many of y'all probably out there goes through the same thing. You probably, you're a traveling salesman and you don't got time to really sit down and eat, and you're going back and forth. But we've got to take that time to sit down and eat a great meal. Eat the right stuff, because we sit down and eat a meal don't mean it's the right stuff. We got to have our meats, our vegetables, and our green leaf food like salads, and add vegetables and fruits. Here lately, I've been adding more fruits to my diet. I eat oranges and apples and eat a banana, and I'm trying to do the best I can. And the worst thing that I've learned is sodas. Sodas has a lot of corn syrup in it that is not good for you. And I drink a lot of coffee, but I've heard a lot of people, say coffee is pretty decent to drink as long as you don't overdo it. So coffee's pretty good. We're trying to switch from sodas to tea, to sweet tea, and that's working out pretty good. I like water, but water's not my best thing, so I'll stick to the tea or something like that. But it's very important to take care of your body, because if you don't do it, nobody will. But I know there's a show, it's called Dr. Oz. He tells you a tremendous amount of things how to take care of your body. I really say watch that show. He'll teach you quite a bit of things. He's really helped me and my family with some of the things to redo our ways to eat and stuff like that. And I really recommend the Dr. Oz show. They really help. And I recommend any show that has any exercise. That helps a lot, too. If you have a Wii or a Xbox Kinect, get you a video game that, is physical, not with the hands, not with the controllers, but, with the feet, where you got to do exercise, you got to do yoga. I recommend that, too, because we've got a few sports games on our Kinect, and I get and do that, and I'm kicking and swinging and everything else, and I'm, it helps you lose weight and helps to get your body back to where it used to be. But it ain't nothing better than walking down your street and just taking a good long walk. A good long walk can be like a meditation time for you to get you away from the house, to straighten your mind out. And plus, it's great exercise. The longer you walk, the more you jog, the better the exercise is for you. I really recommend that, too. And it's all about taking care of God's temple. To do the best you can, put the best fuel in it. And a lot of these relay runners, what they tell me is, instead of looking at what tastes good, to put in your body, look at your food as fuel. What type of fuel would you want to put in your car? Would you want to put kerosene and water and salt and all that in your car? No, it would actually break down, and you would be on the side of the road calling for AAA to pick you up. So you want the best fuel to put in your car instead of looking at all the things instead of using your tongue to think about things, use your mind as this is fuel. And when you look at stuff as fuel, you'll start putting better things in your body. What type of fuel do you want in your body? You want the fresh fruits, the fresh vegetables. You want the water that your body needs. Look at everything as fuel. That's the secret I've heard about. And you can try to look at stuff like it. Look at the fuel you want to put in your body. What type of fuel? Do you want the fresh vegetables? Do you want the apples? Do you want fresh fruits, the grapes, whatever? That's the fuel that you need for your body. But I'm not Dr. Oz myself, so I can't really tell you everything. That's just some tips that, you know, I was going to share with you. But at this time, I'm going to say a prayer for everybody, and to help everybody to get on the right track with, cleaning God's temple. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Just go ahead and bow your heads and close your eyes. Lord Jesus, we ask you to come upon us this day. We ask you to help us to clean our temples, our bodies, to put the right stuff in them. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to come through us to help us cleanse our bodies, and redo our minds. Let us see what's right for our bodies, what's the right thing for us to feed our bodies, what's the right fuel to put in our bodies. When it comes to anything negative, anything that is against our body, push us away from it. Push us away from the fast foods. Push us away from the junk foods. Give us the willingness to go for the fruits, to go for the good things for our bodies. We ask this in Jesus' name. We ask you to heal our bodies. Well, we'll know what's right, because a lot of us, Lord Jesus, is so used to the bad stuff that we don't really know what is the good stuff. Jesus, what we ask you to heal our bodies, where we know what's right and what's wrong for our bodies. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit down through our spine. I'm getting healing messages now. To heal our spine, I ask for the Holy Spirit to heal somebody's spine, heal their legs. There's something going on with somebody's kneecaps and their legs. I ask the Holy Spirit to repair all the bones, the tendons, the muscles, all the ankles, whatever it's taken for the legs, for them to be restored now in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit, to restore it now. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this. I thank you, Father, for repairing this. I'm getting the left arm is being repaired. The wrist is being repaired at this time. The Holy Spirit's going through the wrist. The energy is going into the wrist. It's being repaired now. In Jesus' name, be repaired, be restored to perfect health. I thank you, Jesus, for his arm being repaired. Now, I'm seeing the ear. Somebody's ear is having problems. I don't know whether if they got a drainage of the ear or they just can't hear. I'm not sure. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to go within that ear to repair the eardrum, to repair whatever needs to be repaired. In Jesus' name, I ask for the ear to repair itself, the eardrum to be 100%. I thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. This is being done at this time. At this time, somebody's stomach is having problems. I don't know whether they're having surgery or something going on with the stomach. Asking Jesus' name to repair the large and small intestine to be in perfect condition. Any cancerous cells, anything to be removed, we cast that out in Jesus' name. We cast that out. Any darkness, any demonic beings or anything like that, it's holding over him to keeping this sickness there. We cast that out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for this. We ask you to fill the body with the Holy Spirit at this time. Everybody who's listening to this show, we ask you, Lord Jesus, Divine Father, to fill their body with the Holy Spirit. Fill their body with the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, to heal anything that's going on, any dramatic trauma, any depression. We ask it to be healed now, to be lifted off the body now. Thank you, Jesus. And we ask you to bless everybody on this show, listen to this show today. Anybody that is actually going to listen to this show that's on podcast, we ask you to bless their lives. If there's anything in their family that's going on, we ask you to redo that. We ask you to put your healing grace over their family. And if there's any negative or demonic stuff going on, we ask you to remove that in Jesus' name. Yeshua, we ask you to spread your Holy Spirit over that family and just cleanse it all out, Father. We thank you, Father, for doing this. We thank you for cleansing our family tree. Anything that's going way beyond the tree there, we ask that to be cleansed too. We ask this in Jesus' name. And now we're going to end the prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for all these blessings that you just gave us, all these healings you just gave us. Thank you for helping us to rebuild our bodies to be your perfect temple. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. But there's another Bible scripture I want to read to you today, too. It's in Luke. It's Luke 21. This is when Christ was baptized. When all the people were beginning to be baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, the heavens was open, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in body form like dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Now Jesus himself was about 30 years of age when he began his ministry. He was the son, so it was thought it was through of Joseph. So Joseph took Jesus to his age of 30. He was the father for Joseph for till the age of 30. Divine Father was always within him, was always fallen, being his father, but he gave it over to Joseph to raise him as a man, as a human man, to do his job. And then when that time was done, it was passed on to God the Father of everything. It was his ministry time. God took over from there. From then on, that's when God fully gave him the Holy Spirit to awaken him for his Christ self, his Christed self, his Christ self to take over, and to him to be the full body form of God in form. So when he was baptized, he was in full body form of God. Him and God was one. When you saw him, you saw God. A lot of people says, "Oh, he was already God." Nah, he wasn't. He was God in a cage. He wasn't fully awoken yet because the Holy Spirit didn't come and get that key and turn it on. Because I remember a lot of things. I even saw some biblical movies and stuff talking about Jesus, talking about, you know, he was going through the age and all his family was wondering when that time was going to come. And when that time came, you know, God gave him the Holy Spirit and awoken all his attributes or whatever you want to call them. And he became the Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ. And that happened when John gave him the baptism and God gave him the key to turn all everything on. And there's many different miracles that Jesus did when he was a kid, like he found a dead bird, and he loved the bird so much. It was like a bird that he had like a little friendship with, and it died or something happened. He went crying to his mom, and then he actually healed the bird within his hand, and the bird just flew away. So he had these gifts, some of these gifts, but they weren't fully to their full potential yet until his ministry started. And then we could see all the gifts he did. I do believe that we all have a Christed self within us, but I don't think we'll be Jesus. I just really don't think we are, because he was every master sent for a part of time, and his time was then, and he had his specific gifts for him then, and I think we all have our specific gifts. His was amazing gifts. He was a representation of God. So I don't want everybody to think they're Jesus Christ, because they never will be. He was the one and only Jesus Christ there ever will be. So because you think you're Christed, or you come into your Christ, that you can walk on water and break dance on water and float upon it, because it most likely it won't happen. But that was only for Jesus. And that was for him. And he was here to help save us, to help us to become a son and daughter of God, to help open us to be a son and daughter of God. That was his purpose, to lead us to the light, to show us he holds the key. God gave him the key when he became realized. God gave him the key. The Holy Spirit is the key to turn your God child self on. Right now, the ego, the mind, is taking over the body. Everything you hear, all the crap that's put in your mind is what controls you. That's why it's so very important not to be very careful what you put in your mind, because that's what's controlling you now. But when the Holy Spirit comes within you, he turns that off. He puts the God self, or I say the God Son self, on. You need that Holy Spirit. A lot of people say, no, you don't. You say, I've witnessed this myself. You have to have the Holy Spirit to come in with and do that. And it's got to be you asking for it. Somebody can't lay hands on your head and you just get that. It's going to be you willing to have that. Or you know your life is going that road. You need the Holy Spirit to do something. But it's, you know, there is some people that actually had that done to them, that it was in their life chart or whatever, and it's happened. But most of the time, you've got to ask for it. It's not just a given. You just say, Lord Jesus or Father, give me. I'm ready. Can you please awaken me? Can you please take over this life? I can't do this no more. When you give up control of your life to God, it ain't that you're going to become a Bible beater and you're going to run around with the Bible and chase people with Bibles all the time. No, that don't mean that. That means that you trust everything to God. You trust him with your life. You trust him with your relationship. You trust him with your kids. You just let him, you trust him with your food and how you're going to get food for your family. You trust him with everything. It don't mean that you're going to get a Bible and chase people and start swearing at people and say they're all going to hell or anything. You're not going to do that. You're just trusting God, and he will give you a gift. I don't know what it will be. Everybody's spiritual gift is different, but he will give you a gift. It may be a gift of talking to people, gift of healing, gift of ministry. I mean, who knows? But that would be your own specific gift. But just because you get the Holy Spirit don't mean you're going to chase people down. A lot of people think that, well, I don't want to be like that. You know, it ain't like that. It's just you live your life normally, and you share your life with God. That's all it is. It's pretty simple. And you don't have to go and do a full-fledged prayer, oh, Lord, every day. You can just have a conversation with God in the car. That simple. And that could be your prayer once a day. But anyway, that's a little bit about Jesus. And I went on and told you a little bit more about the biblical story and a little bit more in depth. But I'd like everybody to remember, your body is God's temple. Take care of it the best you can. And God bless every one of y'all. And I'll see y'all next week. And next Thursday is going to be about mothers, what your mom's place is in your life, the way God sees that. And the other one's going to be about God's love for you. That'll be next Friday. I hope I see you next Thursday, and God bless every one of you. Thank you for watching my show. I've got a YouTube page, too. I get confused every once in a while. But thank you for listening to my show, and God bless every one of y'all. See y'all next Thursday. Bye.